Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have Jay Sixer, Jake Lang, on the program here. And Jake is one of those pro-life activists, Christian activists there. And the phone lines are open if you have a question or a comment, or if you'd like to offer up a prayer for him, or if you'd like to say thank you, just tell him thank you for going there and doing what he's doing. He's been in prison now for over 3 years. He hasn't had his hearing yet, hasn't had his trial yet, okay? And so the lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I would have been with you out there. We were all planning to go. At the last minute, the fellows that had the van got sick. And we had a 15-passenger van. We were heading out, and they got sick, and we had to cancel at the last minute. All right, I'd have probably been there with you. Let's go to Minner. We have Jim on the air. Jim, you're in the air.
It'd be an honor to stand beside you, my brother, in any battle. Spiritual or otherwise.
All right.
Hey, hello?
Yeah, can you hear him, Jake?
Yes, I can hear you guys. God bless. How are you doing today? This is Jake Lang.
Okay.
This is for everybody. I'm just curious, why are we in America haven't got Bill Barr, the Attorney General, under a class action lawsuit for not investigating the 2020 election fraud, but we have all this evidence?
I can't make him out that well.
He's hard to understand.
Yeah, we're having a hard time with him. Jim out there, we can barely hear you. Can you speak more into the phone, right into the receiver?
Softer.
His line dropped off.
Okay. All right, he was talking about the 2020 election.
I think he was asking why we haven't put a class action lawsuit against Bill Barr, was his question.
Okay, his question was, why haven't we put
I like that. I'll look into that. I'm going to do that. We just filed a class action lawsuit, 80 January 6th defendants against the Capitol Police for the gross misconduct and the injuries that we sustained at the hands of our own police force. Albeit a very crooked and bureaucratic and heavily prejudiced one that killed four unarmed American citizens on January 6th, but they still are government employees. We pay their bills and their salaries. So we just sued the U.S. Capitol Police, the Metropolitan Police, and everybody up and down the ranks there. And so I'll look into I like that. I think that's an amazing idea. Thanks.
Yeah, they killed Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan. You were there with Roseanne, weren't you? Roseanne Boylan?
The video that's coming out tomorrow shows that Roseanne Boylan was in fact killed by Capitol Police officers pushing people down on top of her because they lied to the American people and said that she died from a methamphetamine overdose. This video that's coming out tomorrow is going to be astronomical.
All right, very good. And the name of that video again is?
The place that you guys can see that video is on my Twitter account, Jake Lang J6.
Jake Lang J6.
Jake Lang
J6. Okay, very good. Yep.
Jake, I got a question for you. Can you describe what your experience was like on January 6th?
Well, of course, the memories are much easier because it was 1,240 days ago, and I've been incarcerated 1,230 days. And so the memories are definitely not as vibrant and vivid, thank God, in some ways, because I was part and parcel to a massacre that the armed Capitol Police did on an unarmed American, peaceful and patriotic crowd. But my experience, other than that very, primal battle between tyrants and free men before we were attacked and ruthlessly murdered and bludgeoned and beaten and chemically asphyxiated and hit with pepper ball bullets and stinger balls and concussion grenades and tear gas. Before all that occurred, it was, I think, the greatest vibration and the single greatest protest in American history. He had a million Christians show up and pray over the most evil and wicked place probably on earth. And we showed an amazing, amazing show of God's love and his the unity of the body of Christ there. And we marched and we prayed and we sung hymns. And we were there to support our President Donald Trump. We were there to support, more importantly, the constitutional right of Americans to have their votes counted. And we stood up and we did what Americans do. We showed force, we showed strength, we showed courage, and we took the Capitol building from the tyrants. And history will show that that was a day where the American people were pushed too far, and we held our ground, and we gave no quarter.
You know, when do you have any idea at all when your case is going to go to the court?
Yes, my case is scheduled for September 9th, 2024, to go to trial.
All right. Well, we're going to keep that in prayer. And, it would be nice to get to the viewer out of there before then. But probably until we can get Trump back in. I think the very first thing he is going to do the very first day is to pardon all of you guys, every one of you. And then,
that was a big promise that he gave the January Sixers, and we're standing on that promise. I mean, that is, I've been waiting on God and trusting on God's strong hand of deliverance this entire time that I've been incarcerated. But I know that he can use anybody and all things for his good, and so I've been just wondering how and when the long arm of deliverance is going to come, and I guess part of God's plan, God willing, is to have it be delivered by one of his servants, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Well, you know, again, what the enemy means for evil, God often turns for good. And so all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. The phone lines are open at, you know, I think people, this is the first time I think we've done this with an inmate. We're opening the phone lines to have people. We did it, I think, with a couple that were about to be executed on death row, and people had any questions. We're going to end up praying for you tonight before we're off the air. But the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment for Jake, the number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And are you allowed any visitors? I know your dad came to visit you.
I'm only allowed one visitor every 3 weeks, so I'm just keeping it to my family for right now because, you know, I want to see all my family members. But we love you guys that are our supporters, and please shoot me a DM on social media. Just Google Jake Lang, you'll find my social media.
You had a girlfriend. Do you still have a girlfriend? She's still with you?
Yeah, I've got I'm so blessed. I have a beautiful fiance who's also a January Sixer, and she's got the heart of a lion, and she's a baby in Christ, so pray for her, her continued growth in the faith. She says the Lord's name is her Savior, and she loves God, and so we're just praying that God, you know, he's faithful to perform and to bring to completion the work he starts in each one of our hearts. But she walks that walk, man. She is loyal and she is dedicated and she's a fighter. And you don't find that in many women nowadays. And so I've been so blessed by God.
Do you want to give her name or no, or just put it down?
Yeah, her name is Rachel. So pray, you have a biblical couple here, Jacob and Rachel from the Bible.
All right, very good. I didn't hear you there, Style. Who do we have?
Philip.
Let's go to New York with Philip. Philip, you're in the air.
Hello. Calling and safe regard. I heard Jake's story just now, and I feel for him. I just want to mention that I went to Christian College in 2016 in California at San Diego Christian to play baseball, and I was put into they told me, hey, if you can't find an internship, you can click this link, and you could work for Senator Joel Osteen, which was a Republican. And long story short, in the New Yorker's eye, they were kind of surprised to see me working with the Republicans, being that my mom and dad were both truckers in a union. But as the world's been evolving and changing, I've seen a lot of strikes, and I didn't know what was happening then, but my pictures with a red tie here and there, it kind of grew, and the publicity of my local New Yorkers. And I have to say, I'm sorry to hear what's going on with Jake, but keep strong in prayer and faith. And long story short, this is a little bit bigger than what you guys, you know, I know you guys are on one side for a long time now, but I'm 30 years old now, and we're on the same side as you. I just left the African American's house, and they support you guys too. And there's a lot going on, and you know, as long as we find a center ground and sort of, you know, find comfort with each other, and we're not, you know, cocky with our victory, I think America's going to be going a good way. I always talk to guys at the recreation center in the nearby team room and stuff, and talk about how you say Joe Obama, and they all love it. All the New Yorkers got our back. And you know what bothers me is they say New York is a Democrat state, but if you want to live in Manhattan, it's like thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't see how they can side with the Democrats with tax relief being a main concern. But long story short, I'm just calling to say there's so many aspects of this country that have Donald Trump's back, but it's not all about being Republican right now. It's more about just, you know, people finding common ground and love for God. And I hear you guys all the time. It's hard to hit a point when you're a caller on the radio, but it's like your heart's racing.
It's all about making America great, but by making her good the way she was. I grew up, I'm a lot older than you, and I grew up in the time when I remember when America was good. I remember when the neighbors, how we could leave our doors unlocked and our windows open at nighttime, and the neighbors were there for each other. I remember the times when things like abortion, pedophilia, and sodomy, they were crimes. People went to jail for those wicked crimes. And today, again, America's no longer great because she's no longer good. But we need to take her, return her the way the Lord gave it to us, one nation under God, and make her great by making her good again.
Amen.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, who did you have next?
Cliff.
Let's go back to New York. We have Clifford. Hey, Clifford.
Yeah. I would ask more of general questions, a couple of general questions. It sounds like, what did they say, that you could indict a ham sandwich in terms of, like, drumming up charges for almost anything with legal ease? But a couple of questions would be, is this top-down? Where is this ultimately coming from? And are there underlings that are just obeying orders? Because theoretically, an FBI agent or someone that works for the Department of Justice should be able to, say, for example, protest at an abortion clinic if they wanted to do that on a weekend separate from their jobs, if it was a free country. Just the idea of, like, okay, say for example, with Boeing, it appears that some whistleblowers have been suicided. And it seems like these organizations have condensed to where if you don't go along within, say, the Justice Department, you're going to be either fired or worse. And it just seems that Tower of Babel type, where the evil congregate together and form groups, do you see that as a phenomenon? And my second question would be more about having gone through this and seeing the mainstream corporate media portrayal of what happened, how do you see the media, and do you see them also controlled by the deep state?
The question's for you, Jake.
Great. That is a great question as well. the media and has kind of morphed with the oligarchy in Washington, D.C., and we saw a Hollywood-level production called the January 6th Select Committee. Literally, they hired the former CEO or main executive producer at MSNBC to put on this propaganda production for the American people, 13 syndicated national cable news networks and everything all got together and helped the Democrats form the biggest lie of Joe Biden's presidency, which was January 6th was an insurrection and our democracy was in danger. And so I have seen the legacy media, the mainstream media, work in cahoots with the Democratic apparatchiks, and completely pull the hood over the American people's eyes and create a really, really toxic civil discourse and drive a wedge between the American people like I've never seen before. So, but then on the other side of that, we have amazing patriotic independent conservative media spearheaded by your brother here, Ernie, and people like that that have been on the radio, the last real free beacon of free speech. And so, you know, we have been able to get the news out and get the truth out of January 6th through other means. And it's been working. I think that unequivocally we've won back the narrative that January 6th was not an insurrection. It was not a domestic terrorist extremist event. It was Americans doing what Americans do best, protesting unconstitutional abridges of our rights and standing up against tyranny and showing bravery and unity in the midst of, you know, calamity. And I think that history will remember it that way, not the way the J6 Select Committee and Washington Post and New York Times and CNN and all these garbage news outlets have tried to portray us as.
Well, it was a coup. It was a national coup by the Communist Party. And what we need to do is, again, like I said, that select committee, every one of them need to be where you are right now.
Jake, what percentage of the tape has been released of all those hours they have? Isn't there like 40,000 hours, something about, like that?
Yeah, about 10%. About 20%. You have maybe 25% at this point, which is a crying shame. Speaker Mike Johnson ought to be ashamed of himself. He was looking good on the onset. He came in hot, but just as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ warns, I think, the church at Laodicea, that why have you let your former love for me be greater than your latter love for me? Why don't you return to the first love you had for me? And in a similar weird way, Speaker Johnson, why are your former promises greater than your latter deliveries? It's a crying shame, and all these January 6ers that need that exculpatory evidence to fight their court cases, their blood is on your hands figuratively. The years and the loss of family bonds and businesses and houses and all the collateral damage of being in prison does to the young kids and stuff, that's on your hands, Speaker Johnson, because you had one job, one thing that you campaigned on to become our new Speaker of the House, that you would release the J6 tapes, and then you released one quarter of them. So get the job done, heckless, spineless Republicans in our Congress. Man, I'm not ashamed to be even yoked with these people.
Yeah, you know what? You're right there. We have a handful, like Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz. There's a handful that have got some metal, some integrity, both in the House and the Senate. But the majority of them, the Comer is another one who's got some metal. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's a handful. I would say in our Congress of 400-something people that we have maybe 15 congressmen, maybe 15 that have some integrity.
We need many, many more.
And probably in the Senate, we have probably less than 10 that are really all together. Okay. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We have Jay Sixer, January Sixer, Jake Lang here with us tonight. And again, here, you know, these people, the wickedness of them, that police officer, Dirty Bird, the one that murdered.
They promoted him.
Yeah, they did that to keep him quiet, to shut him up, to make sure that he didn't tell him he was under orders to do what he did. So there you go. I mean, that is really, that is evil. It is so evil.
Jake, did you hear they housed him on a military facility for however many weeks after that, after he shot and murdered Ashley Babbitt?
Yeah, some type of penthouse situation there, all food catered and the whole entire nine yards. I mean,
why did they do that?
I mean, probably MK Ultra. You know, some type of re-education, make sure that he was really with them.
We're having a little harder time hearing you. Could you speak maybe more directly into the phone?
I said there was some type of re-education that he had to go through before he could be released back out to the public to make sure that he was really with him.
Yeah, that he wasn't going to possibly by chance tell the truth, right?
Exactly.
Well, I heard this might be a rumor that whoever was Roseanne Boylan beat to death by a female Capitol Police
officer.
Yeah,
I saw that. It was a black woman, and she was beating her with a club.
And then they showed, it was during the Super Bowl. I didn't see the video, but supposedly they interviewed her during the Super Bowl and did it in, like, a favorable way to her. Is that accurate?
Yeah. We had the video. In fact, we have it at the church.
Extremely
we showed it.
Extremely accurate.
So she literally beat her to death?
Yeah.
She beat Roseanne Boylan while she was on the ground, unconscious, landed severe head trauma blows to her, and definitely added to the death of Roseanne Boylan.
Does the video have that?
It does that.
Yeah, and the video has it.
This is where, this is one of the reasons they are so paranoid about Trump getting in. Once he's in, we get an actual attorney general, someone who's not so corrupt. Merrick Garland is completely corrupted. He is completely, totally corrupted. Then they're going to go after these people. You know, there's no statute of limitations on murder. And that's what that was. That was murder.
Wow.
And so, how many people? I think altogether there were about, five people died, right?
Four January 6ers died on January 6th. Officer Brian Sicknick died the next day through natural causes, a stroke. And we've had five January 6ers take their lives since January 6th, and four Capitol Police officers take their lives. I believe they were ashamed of their actions, turning their weapons on their fellow countrymen. And, you know, that's my personal opinion, but I couldn't imagine trying to live with myself after realizing I was used as a stooge for the downfall of America, and I, you know, raised my weapons and broke my oath to my countrymen and to my Constitution, and I believe that they succumbed to the demons that were eating at them. Instead of bringing it to the Lord, they tried to manage those demons themselves, and unfortunately, we've had much loss of life, both on January 6th and the aftermath, and it's super unfortunate in every scenario. My heart goes out to all the family members in every prayer, in every good, wholesome, true thing that is in the bosom of Christ to be able to provide comfort to those who have lost their loved ones, either to murder on the steps of the Capitol or those who have succumbed to the worst forms of depression and the flesh that is so weak. My heart and my prayers are with you, and the angels surround you.
All right, we're going to go out to Chicago to Norma. Norma, you're in the air.
Hello, yes, Norma Martinez from Chicago, Illinois. I just want to say that I did call there where Jake was when you gave the number, and they kept hanging up on me, and I called like 5-6 times, and they hung up on me. But can we write Jake and anybody else that's there to support them and also give money or something?
Yeah, yeah. Jake Lang, J6. You know, if you go up on his Twitter site, on Twitter, Jake Lang.
Norma, you know Jake's on the line right now, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, you're
us.
Talking to Jake right now.
Oh, I'm praying for you. You know, it just hurts my heart and just crying and just praying for you and your family. And I would like to
Norma, get some money. God bless you. Do not let the enemy steal your joy. And know that even in when I was locked in that solitary confinement cage, that horrible scenario, that I, honestly, it's such a blessing to have that type of level of personal time with God where he just sows into you and pours his spirit out into you. And honestly, the enemy creates the warriors that are strong enough to defeat them when they do stuff like that. The January 6ers have been absolutely molded and refined by this fire. And it is through the fiery trials that God creates his strong warriors. And so you need to go through these things. So don't, you know, I hate when our message goes out to the American people and they have a pity party over us and they feel depressed and they feel useless and unable to perform, because, you know, what does Exodus 14:14 say? It says, ye shall hold your peace and the Lord shall fight your battles. So hold your peace.
Yes.
Know that the Lord God is with us and he's working through me and all the Jan Sixers to bring about a new generation of leaders in this country. And, you know, don't be dismayed. We're strong and we're growing stronger and we're blessed by God. And there's nothing the enemy can do to take away the joy that he did not give us. God gives us the joy. God gives us his peace. What the world has not given us, it cannot take away.
Are you okay? They're not hurting you, are they?
No, they're not hurting me. They're making us stronger. We're doing great. And if you want to write the January Sixers, this is the website to go to. This has all of the write this down. Grab a pencil, paper.
Okay,
this has all
I get
of the, okay, I'll give you a moment. So, guys, whoever else is listening out there, this is all of the January Sixers information, the mailing addresses to write them directly in the prisons. And we love getting letters, and it's such a blessing, guys. Go to PatriotMailProject.com. That's PatriotMailProject.com. And my name is Edward Jacob Lang. When you guys look me up there, if you look up Jacob Lang, you'll find me.
Jacob.
And write all the January Sixers, or write all my brothers, even if it's just a quick note of encouragement. You know, take 5 or 10 and, you know, knock them out for 1 week and then write another 5 or 10 next week and just stay consistent, because this battle is long and it's arduous, and, you know, we had hundreds of thousands of letters flowing to us the first year we were incarcerated, and the numbers have slowed up considerably, and I know that there are a lot of new Jan Sixers who have recently been incarcerated, and they need our support, too. The FBI is still hunting down new defendants every day, and so find a Jan Sixer and write him an encouraging letter and fill it with God's love, and you know, if you want to donate and support the Jan Sixers, we have a centralized fund, and that's on sponsorj6.com. Sponsor the letter J, the number 6.com.
Okay, and what is your, how do you spell your last name?
L-A-N-G, Lang.
Oh, Lang, okay. All right, well, thank you. God bless you. You are in my prayers, everybody that's there, and God bless you.
Thanks, Norma, for making those calls, for being a doer of the word, not just a hearer only.
Yeah.
If people would do that.
God bless you.
Yeah. If more people would do that, we would have, you know, we've been, for 50 years, we've been trying to motivate people to be activists. It's something. Let me ask you this, Jake. Well, you know what? Hang tight. We are up against the break. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Your heart.
Leave your fears behind. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why did he die?
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified. Alrighty, we are back, and folks, we have Jake Lane with us, and Jake Lane is a political prisoner, a January 6th political prisoner being held by the Communist Party there. And here we have sitting with us here Bill Wiles. Jake, he's the county coordinator here for Tactical Civics. And are you familiar with Tactical Civics at all?
100%, yep. Ann Vandersteel's a great, great friend of mine, and she introduced me to some of the amazing people in the organization.
That's great. His idea. Well, go ahead, Bill.
Well, first of all, Jake, thank you. I am about as speechless as I've ever been, so I apologize. Hard to even talk. Very emotional stuff. But I appreciate your strength and your staying close to God. It's just such an incredible thing. Actually, Aaron's idea was to tell you about Tactical Civics and create a... maybe a tactical civics learning program right there in the prison. And if you'd like help with that, I will certainly contact you on your Twitter or whatever. But, you know,
yeah,
tactical civics.
Reach out for a DM. Shoot me a DM right now just so you don't forget. I'm all about contacts and networking and growing stronger together, and I'd love to do that. 100%.
Yeah. We have went from about 160 people roughly 2 years ago when I started looking at it to right at 8,000, and we were in, I think, seven states and 17 counties when I started and joined their group, and I believe we're in about 1,800 counties now where there's a presence. And what we're doing is we're teaching people how the Constitution is supposed to work accurately. And it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And at the county level, we can do a lot of stuff, a lot of good, if we can just get the manpower, and we're doing that. So I do so much appreciate being able to be on the phone right now, and I will definitely reach out to you, and I'll get you some stuff, and we'll stay in contact for sure.
What we're doing, it's going to be, we won't have our grand juries in place or militias in place in time for what's coming this summer. But between now and then, we don't know. We could be in a civil war in this country. In fact, when the legitimate president of the United States thinks that that could happen, and he's got access to a lot more of what is going on than we do, which we knew this. We've been telling people what was about all of the foreign troops coming into America since going back to 2000. Well, actually, going back to 2016, Trump put a stop to it, not completely, but pretty much. He, turned the faucet almost all the way off. But we reemphasized that in 2019. We're seeing all these Chinese nationals coming in. These are soldiers, okay? I'm plain clothes. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we don't know what could happen between now and then. I know that. We just got to. Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14 gives us the only answer on what to do. We got to pray.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so,
and Ernie, I'd like to say that there are some programs and organizations in place that are launching in that strain and are going to be hitting the scene like wildfire here in preparation, if need be. And I'll leave it at that. So stay tuned. I'll be back on the program very soon to talk about it. And talking about civic tactics, you guys run an amazing organization, and I really want to get involved, and God bless you, everything that you guys do.
Tactical civics, yes.
Yeah, very good. Let me ask you this, too. Is there any others that I heard that not all of the prisoners, their political prisoners, were with us, that there was some of the Antifa, whatever. Do you know of any of them that got arrested at all?
There's been a few. Jonathan Sullivan, one of the main guys that goes by Jaden X, was arrested at the Capitol. He ran away on pretrial detention to Ukraine or something, and he's back, and he got found guilty. I don't think he's been sentenced yet. I'm not 100% sure. There was a couple here and there, but it's hard to figure out. There's so many of us, and most of those guys that had those backroom deals to do what they did, they were not ever put in prison, and so I didn't have a chance to meet them. I've been in prison since 10 days after January 6th. So most of the time, those guys don't get even to see the light of the courtroom. They get, the little disorderly conduct desk appearance tickets or all charges dismissed, and then they're walked out the back door,
Yeah, I know how that works, all right. Well, boy, I'm going to tell you, we're this nation. The Bible says that all nations that forget their God would be turned into hell, and we've seen that what's coming here. But again, like I said, God gives us three main issues, and again, the very first one is the Great Commission. The Great Commission is the main mission. The second one, from Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible teaches that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And the third one is that tells you in 2 Thessalonians, we are to hold fast to the traditions of the apostles and stand our ground and not back up. And so that's what we're called to do. And, I wish there was more we could do, because we know that you guys are political prisoners. And there's a lot of political prisoners. I think there are more political prisoners today in America than there are in Russia. I really believe that. That's where we're at today. How many, you have some older folks there. How many older people do you know of there that got arrested?
I've had some of the most amazing opportunity to meet some of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and the greatest men I will ever meet that have ever been part of this American experiment. Lonnie Kaufman was a 72-year-old Vietnam War veteran, a Jan 6er that was locked up with us, who became my best friend. And I tried to take care of Lonnie as I would take care of my own grandfather and make sure he had everything he needed. And, I loved Lonnie. We would wake up early in the morning in Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary, and I'd grab the Message Bible, which is not biblically sound, given by the Holy Spirit, but it's a contemporary version of the Bible that makes for very interesting for people like Lonnie and myself, who have read through the Bible dozens and dozens of times. To be able to just sit and read it more like a contemporary story from the author's interpretation that wrote it, which I do love the Message, it's great. And just to sit and I would read it to him early in the morning at 6, 7 a.m. when we'd first wake up, when the cell doors would open up. And we'd sit out on this old rec deck, because Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary is the second oldest BOP facility. And it was built in 1920 or something like that. And so we'd be in this old decrepit building up on the third floor with these big windows open, letting in the fresh mountain air there in Pennsylvania. And
up where I'm from, and I'd just sit there, and Lonnie would rock back and forth with his eyes closed, and I'd sit there and I'd read in the Bible for an hour every single morning, and we'd do some physical therapy because he had some bad shoulders and stuff. And Lonnie's an amazing American patriot. He's home now, God bless his soul. And many other men. So we lost another Marine who died after he left January, the J6 pod, Michael Lopatic, 67 years old, who is a great mentor and friend of mine. And Reed Christensen, a great brother in Christ, who is still incarcerated, almost 70 years old. And just, I mean, we've got some of the salt of the earth. Big O' Barnett, Richard Barnett, who put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. He's getting up there. He's got to be 67 or 68 years old now. He's an amazing brother. He's in a low-level security prison now. He'll be home in about a year. What a great friend and an amazing person. Just he lives life to the fullest extent. He's told me stories. I used to sit, and he would tell me stories about when he was a male dancer, God forbid, a rodeo. He did rodeo. He traveled the world and in some of the slums of South America and walked through there, you know, like a rooster without a care in the world, without any fear. And, you know, and they would call him Gringo Loco, which is crazy white man. And he's a great friend. And so I've taken what God's been able to provide and sit in the wisdom of my older brothers in Christ and the elders and just soak in all their love and their, you know, key gems that they've given me to make myself a better man and to, you know, continue to carry the torch of...
Well, you know what I'm going to do here, Jake? I'm going to give you an opportunity to... give an invitation for folks out there, all from coast to coast. But before we do it, we're going to go to Janet in New York. Was it New York, Janet?
Ohio.
Oh, in Ohio. Janet from here in Ohio. Janet, you're in the air.
Hi. There's no place in Scripture that says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. In fact, We're only to resist. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow to Nebuchadnezzar. That's it. They weren't resisting his government or anything. And Jesus said himself, he wasn't there to overthrow their government. He was there. That's what he was accused of, but that's not what he was there for.
Janet, you couldn't be farther wrong. I'm not talking about overthrowing a government. I'm talking about Shiphrah and Puah. They were government employees. And they did not obey their king. They obeyed God. And if you go to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, when the government says Daniel could not pray in the open, Daniel obeyed God. And we see, just as we read tonight in the Acts, when Peter said, we will obey God rather than man. And what's happening, are you a Democrat?
No, sir, I'm not. I have been a Republican for a life.
Okay, because
but I'm telling you, it says we're to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. We can't be talking like we're going to, you know, have an actual armed insurrection or anything. Okay, because that's not what Scripture says. I've read.
We haven't been talking like that
multiple times. Well, it could be. It sounds like that. So
no, it was. We're talking about what happened on January 6th.
Have you ever heard of the War for Independence, Janet? Have you ever read the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, I have. Now, look, I've read the Bible, okay, as well. It says we're to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Jesus himself.
Can I give my two cents?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I have just as the young man who waited for all of his older friends in the Book of Job, and his tongue was welled up, and he said, I have wisdom even though I'm a young man, too. I have my two cents on this. And Ernie, you may not agree, and Jenny, you may not agree, but this is a very, very intricate and detailed scriptural question that plagues my mind as I sit here in my prison cells as a freedom fighter, as a liberty lover, as a constitutionalist revolutionary. that is willing to die for, so that the future generations of this country may be free. And that is one side of my heart. But I have this other side of my heart that knows Luke chapter 6 and says he does not resist the evil one, and he turns the other cheek. And all of the examples that, God gives us in the Bible of not being of this world and not concerning ourselves with the fight against worldly tyranny. And we do have this dual understanding as Christian American patriots, and it's so hard to level them both out in our hearts. And I believe that in each individual believer, God will call, that is filled with the Holy Spirit, God will call us each to a station that does not trample, that is not pining after violence, that is not concerned with these things as their primary focus. But without the bravery of our forefathers, we wouldn't even have the right to even have this conversation right now. We'd be living in a Hitler regime.
I'm for bravery and for courage. But okay. I'm not for any, because you got to understand, here's the thing. We have to know your enemy. Well, you know, we know our enemy is the Satan and the devil. We have to know, but we have to know how they're using it. And it, they will hear this as what I said. They will hear it that way. I'm not one of them. They will hear it, and we have to be careful how we present. So our courage comes when it happens to be anything that goes against what God tells us not to do. That's where the courage comes in, but not to just, you know.
Janet, I've been teaching the Word of God for 50 years. I know somewhat what it says, but we're out of time for tonight. But Liz, thanks for calling. Jake, how much time do I have there, Style?
Just about 6 minutes.
Jake, you have 6 minutes to give an invitation to tell folks how they can get to heaven and avoid that lake of fire. Can you do it?
I was made and born and crafted in my mother's womb for that. Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Janet, for that and very important question. And we just lift our hearts up to God to give us the wisdom to navigate these muddy waters of being a patriot and being a spirit-filled Christian and weighing out these different balances of making sure that we are not cowards and we are righteous. So, Lord God, we just ask you to fill us up with righteousness and fill us up with a tongue of fire, Lord God, tonight, that we may strike down our enemies before they even get to the battlefield, that we may be cunning and we may be smarter and more aptly prepared in our ways that we campaign for civic office and for different ways that we run our schools and our churches and these different things that we can avoid the battlefield, Lord God. Let us win this battle with your blessing before it ever raises to anything kinetic, Lord God. We know that is the way, that is the pure and true way to outsmart and outwit and outthink and better prepare our churches and be more organized. So, Father, we ask that you would just bring a sweeping wave of organizational leaders across America that outthink and outwork Antifas and BLMers and communists and Marxists so that we would never have to face them on the battlefield. But, Lord, if it were coming down to the days of those days of independence, those days of 1776, that we would not shrink from the high calling of defending what is true, right, and just, and pure, liberty and freedom, and our way of life as Americans, Lord, that we would still have a backbone to do what is necessary to do to defend this beautiful land that you've given us, God. And may we balance these spiritual intentions and physical intentions in our heart, God. May you put the mind of Christ on us, bond of perfection, which is love, that we may love our enemies first and preach to them and convert them with the tongue of fire, with the sword of the Spirit, with your word, God, with your trueness and your wholeness, that we may not have to do anything counterproductive to your kingdom and send anybody away to the lake of fire before your time has come. Lord God, just mount us up. Make an army of prayer warriors, of lovers, of self-sacrificing, life-layer downers, Lord God, and raise up another one of staunch defenders of this beautiful constitutional republic. We need all members of the body of Christ to be called according to their purpose, Lord God. So please draw us out Work us hard, Lord God. Give us trials and tests. Make our faith muscles strong. Make us put our hands forth to that plow and never look to the right or left, Lord God, but give us constantly new fields to succeed in, and bring us the hurting and the disabled and the destitute and the homeless and the prostitute and the lust-filled and the drug-addicted. Bring them into our circles, Lord, and let us not revile them. Let us look upon them with pity and love and give them the good milk and the good works of the straight from the Lord Jesus. Let us lay healing hands on these people, Lord God, and speak the name that consecrates all and lifts up all. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, we love you. We thank you for being with us tonight. This great broadcast of Ernie's ministry, Lord, just bless it. Continue to bless it. Bless Donald Trump and his endeavors tomorrow. Lord God, that one holdout, we know there's one holdout. It would have came down to a decision today. We know that you worked on the heart of one of those jurors all day, Lord God, and I just ask you put a spine of steel in one of those jurors' hearts that they would have a mistrial, a hung jury, and Donald Trump would walk out of that courtroom without being convicted, Lord God. We're praying heavenly angels and hosts just move the canal of that person's heart, fill him with water, and just shift that man or woman, whoever that strong, brave soul is, in that courtroom of turncoats.
You have one minute left. Go ahead. 1 minute left. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Donald Trump will emerge tomorrow unscathed from the fire, Lord God. We love you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks. Amen. Thank you for that prayer.
God bless you, Jake.
Yeah, Jake,
bless you.
Yeah, and we want to just ask the good Lord to do exactly that, to bless you and to keep you, to protect you. And so, for the lady that just called here, remember what Solomon said, there's a time for peace, there's a time for war, there's a time for living and a time for dying. And, you know, you got to, well...
We're in the middle of a Marxist revolution.
Yeah, we are, and we have to understand that.
We got to fight this.
All righty. How much time do I have? I'm sorry. I lost count. 30. All right. Well, all right. We're at that point where we get to every night, and here's what we do. We say, for all you out there listening, God bless you.
God bless you.
And then we say, also, for all of you out there, we say, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And then we say, always, keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.